Hello.
Hello, is Faith Boulder there?
Yes, this is she.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm from National Opinion Survey, so I'm not selling anything. I'm merely conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. What is your age?
50.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably
vote? Definitely. Definitely.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
That was very dissatisfied?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you want do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two. You can either stop me when I read the list because it's long, or you can hear them all and then you can tell me which one.
Okay.
Reducing gun violence, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, improving K-12 public school education, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, protecting LGBTQ rights, fighting inflation, reducing crime, improving the economy, or providing affordable child care?
I would say the health care one.
Yeah. Another one that you would like to choose?
Another one would be I guess the discrimination.
Discrimination. So just to make sure that I got that correctly, is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs and standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination. Was that correct?
Yeah. Thank you.
And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Lower than the cost of living.
That would be falling behind?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, similar to the other question, here are some reasons as to some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which do you think is the biggest reason? Inadequate programs to help lower income people, too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, reduced funding for public services to help people in need, a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training, too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets, a toxic culture like music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values, too many young people not being properly parented and raised, inflation and rising the cost of living, making it harder for people to get by, not enough police officers on the street, lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, too many guns flooding our streets, or broken bail and parole system, which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly?
That's a big list.
You can choose two if you want to.
Okay.
And I don't know, to make this easier for you, just tell me the one that popped up for you and I can match it with the list.
Okay. I would say not enough investment in the lower income community.
Mm-hmm. So let me just this. Okay, so that would be, is there any other that you would like to add?
The same thing, like, I know you said the, mm-hmm. The jobs and trades and things like that being available.
Okay, so let me know if these are the ones that, sounded most to you. Inadequate programs to help lower income people and lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Was that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And how much have you read, seen, or heard about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
A lot.
Do you support or oppose this effort to remove or ban books from public schools?
No, I oppose that effort.
Do you strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100...
Say that again. You said some people what?
Some people and organizations using a scale. Yes, we're going to use a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, as 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, of the person or organization, just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is the NAACP.
I think, now what was the choice? I'm sort of indifferent.
Well, from 100 means that you feel very warm and unfavorable. 0 means that you will feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Any number from 0 to 10.
I'll say 50.
Okay. Ron DeSantis?
Unfavorable.
From any number from 0 to 100?
Mm-hmm. I would say 0.
Okay. The feminist movement?
I would say 90.
Kamala Harris.
Wow. I would just say 50 for her.
Okay. Black Lives Matter or BLM?
Oh, 100.
Beyonce.
You said Beyonce.
Beyonce, yes.
She on 100 scale too.
Okay. Thank you. Joe Biden.
Wow. I would say 60.
Thank you. And Hakeem Jeffries?
I haven't heard of him.
Okay, that's fine. We'll move on. We know it's ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Cornel West, the third party candidate, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom would you vote?
Probably Biden.
Thank you. We're going to switch things up a bit. Please rate how much of each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10. where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means mm-hmm. a moderate impact on your life, and a 0 mm-hmm. means that you think it won't have any impact at all in your on your life. And you mm-hmm. can use any number between 0 to 10. The okay. first one is the country's economy going into a recession soon.
Wow. I would say major. So that is that 0 or 10?
0 was no impact at all, and 10 major impact.
Oh, 10.
Number. Okay. Climate change.
I would say 8.
Okay. Crime and violence in this country?
I would say 5.
Affirmative action ending?
You said what ending?
Affirmative action.
Ending. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. 10.
That was 10?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy.
Okay.
The first one is the government should provide free childcare to all families.
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I'm strongly agree.
Thank you. Raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
You say increase?
Raise the salaries
yeah.
of... Yeah.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use.
I agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Ban assault weapons?
Strongly agree.
The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Strongly agree.
Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
Strongly agree.
The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
I'm agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, yes or no?
Yes.
When dealing with a mental health episode?
Yes.
Fathers adopting a child?
Yes.
Mothers adopting a child?
Yes.
Mothers giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Sickness or serious injury?
Yes.
Death of a family member?
Yes.
Caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And by the way, I just want to take a few minutes to thank you for your kindness and also your patience, but we still have a few more questions to go.
Okay.
How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say it's very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Money or property was stolen?
Yes.
Would that apply to you or to...
directly, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Home was vandalized. You're welcome. Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Car was stolen or broken into?
Yeah.
Does that apply to the household or a member of your household or to you directly?
No, to me directly.
Oh, I'm so sorry. A violent crime such as assault?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widow.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live?
It's nice.
Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
It's urban.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly
once
ever?
Once or twice a month.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets for stations. For each, please tell me how often do you regularly watch or read them in a span of a week? CNN?
Not often.
MSNBC?
Not often. I really don't watch the news often at all.
That's fine.
I can't stand it. Yeah.
We will just get through it. I just need your answers to be recorded. Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Fox News?
Say that again?
Fox News?
No. No.
Would that be not that often or seldom to never?
Never.
Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
No. Not at all.
Okay. Your local TV news?
Not at all.
Thank you.
Now I may turn that on maybe once every 4 months or something like that.
So it does apply to seldom, to never.
Okay.
Not that often, or it's not me.
Seldom to never.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Okay. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I would say something else.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Do you use Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer? Health insurance you bought and paid for yourself.
Health insurance by the employer.
Okay, thank you. Who is the breadwinner in your household? Is it you, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly?
It's me.
Okay. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? You can just stop me when I get to your category.
Okay.
Under $15,000, $15,000 to $30,000, $30,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000.
$75,000 to $100,000, that's it.
Thank you. And finally, the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Thank you very much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.